Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
remembering God's favor.
God's
favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned by
Greetings, and welcome once again to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning as we bring to you another beautiful and timely message from Imam Shahid Shabazz. The message today will be, people, Allah will soon establish His authority on His earth. Now, this means all evil must be destroyed very soon. Allah created the world for justice and righteousness, not for evil and selfishness. So, people, if you are following your self-will, you will soon be destroyed, and the earth will take you back. This means you will soon die of your evil ways. Allah, the Almighty Creator of the heavens and the earth, will soon show that evil will never prevail or take control of His earth. We are in this time now, but Allah is doing this. So people, stop your evil now, or you will spend eternity in the fire of hell. And people, only the true worship and service of the one Creator, Allah, will save you from the hellfire. So choose now, because at the day of judgment, you will not get a second chance to do so. But as you can see, people, this is warning time now, huh? And then Shahid Shabazz is constantly putting out warnings to you to remind you people that of the time that we're in. As who's on the scene today? Yes, the law's on the scene today. And you can see by everything that's going on that tells you and the world and His earth, what's happening. There's supposed to be another arch, something they had in California that they expected any time, which was a terrible flood that destroyed most of California in 1861 and 62. And they say that it's time to come back again. Now, that's what the scientists are saying, but a lot of less scientists with information to know. And people, this is all warning from Allah. So I'm going to, at this time, bring to you Imam Shahid Shabazz so that he might discuss to you that people, Allah will soon establish His authority on His earth, and that is what this is all about. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yes, sisters and brothers, I greet you all again in the beautiful peace that can only come from attuning our will, our ways, to the ways of our beautiful and loving and most merciful Creator, Almighty God Allah. With that said, we'll open with prayer. If you think about it, people, in the wombs of our mothers, when we are being created by Allah, the Creator of all things and all beings, when Allah reaches a certain stage of development, with that baby in the mother's womb, that baby is in a fetus position. It's in a bowing and prostrating position. So we come in the world our Creator brought us in the world praying to him. And this is a sign that when he brings us out of our mother's womb, that's our life. Our life is prayer. You can't live without staying in constant remembrance of your Creator. Why? Because the Creator is the only protector from evil. Evil knows this. So this is why evil try to keep us focused on the things of the world, ourselves and the things of the world, and keep our attention off the God-given spiritual nature inside our body, in our heart and soul. With that said, we're on with prayer. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. In the English, people, we just said, translating from the Arabic of the Quran, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and thy grace. Not those whose portion is wrath, who earn your anger, displeasure, and who go astray from the true godly good nature you created them in when you brought them into this part of your creation. Amen. Yes, people, I thank the Creator of the heavens and earth. I was blessed to wake up this morning and, to another beautiful day of life. Life meaning that I am conscious, I've been blessed to be conscious that there is a Creator, like the sister said, bringing that created us and that we have to answer to. And not only after we die, we have to answer to him right now. For every deed we do, good or ill or bad, there's consequences. And Almighty Allah say only good that happens in the human being's life as an individual, as a human race. He say only good comes from Allah. You hear Christians and Buddhists and all people in the world, all religions and just people in general say, you can hear them say, oh, God is good all the time. Well, if you believe that the Creator is good all the time, then that means that you should be giving him thanks and praise for the good that's coming to your life all the time. And Almighty Allah said, on the other hand, all the bad or the evil that happens in the life of human beings come from our own self. So as the sister was saying, we're living in a time where Allah is revealing, the Creator is revealing of the heavens and the earth, is revealing more signs, warning signs. These are warning signs. But this is the thing you must take note of, people. These are the last and final signs Allah is giving us as warnings. He's been warning us for thousands of years. We are just the extension of generations from the past. There's nothing new. We ain't no new people. And Allah is the same Creator that created the world millions of years ago, whenever he created it. You know, and he don't change his ways. And he say in his final revelations in the Holy Quran, he say that when he decreed, ordained his creation, he decreed, ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. So don't think because Allah has given you so many, an extension of warnings, people, that his warnings ain't going to soon
come to pass. They're going to be, they're going to stop, and he's going to execute his justice. Meaning, you're going to be wiped out, people, in your own evil. It's evil, our own evil, people, that's bringing about the wrath of our Creator on ourselves. He's not doing it. He created us to bless us. He created us because he loved us. And in the beginning of the world, when he created, he said he created the world all good. And he said in the beginning, all people in the world, once in the beginning, were all united in the worship of the one true our Creator, Allah. And they, it won't no colors, black, white, Chinese, Spanish. Satan brought about division through colors and religions, and all these schisms and divisions come through us being intercept and taking our focus off the divine unity of our Creator that's already in his all of his creation, and it's also inside of us if we would take the time. Stop looking at the things we see and pursuing the things we see and start looking inside. We were with a sincerity of heart, a sincerity of mind. We will see that our Creator resides, that he's there waiting on you to come back home. Coming back home means coming back to the good nature he created in you, people. And he said he will never change the conditions, stop all these hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, none of these conditions that you're causing to come on yourself through his wrath that's already in place, see, until you first, people, as individuals and collectively, change the evil that you have introduced in your heart and replace that evil, I mean the good, replace the evil with taking the good out of your heart and replace that goodness with your own evil ways. When you change that, Almighty Allah said he'll change the world. But people, ain't no change coming about as long as you keep, you know, living selfishly. And you keep on, because self brings about evil. There's a quotation that I just came, Allah blessed me to come up with. People, our false desires, selfish desires, leads us to the destruction of the hellfire. You see, all this evil and destruction come from our self-desire, following our evil self-desire. And I just want to share this with you, too. I'm going to do it in sort of like a song or a poem, but you'll understand it. It was a song, but I want you to know the truth of the song. Hold on just a second, if you'll bear with me. People, it goes like this. The whole world is a stage, and everybody's playing a part. The curtain goes up, and the scene is a broken heart. People, this means that this is a play world we're living in, meaning this is a false world, and most people are playing games. But when the curtain of this false world disappears, and the real spiritual world is revealed, the scene for most people is a broken heart because they did not take their spiritual life seriously. Now, ain't that profound? So, people, now's the time, right now. Not tomorrow. Tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. Right now's the time to take your focus off yourself and these, your false self, and this false world and all the false things in this world, this whole world is false. It's an illusion. And the reason it's the destruction is coming is also because it's assigned by the Creator to warn you that this world ain't going to last. And there's millions of people dying, especially when the President of the United States, Mr. Donald Trump, got in office for the 4 years, mass destruction all over the world, people dying from COVID disease and really just racism killing people in this country, around the world, just people of color. If you want pale skin, so-called white, light skin like an Arab or so-called Jew or white, or this light skin, if you was a person of color, the attack is on you. And there's a reason for that. See, we need to stop and understand that life, Allah said, he didn't create life for sport and play. But he said he created life for a serious purpose, for justice, like the sister said, and for a limited time. And what he means is this. Justice means doing to others as you would have them doing to you. You know, you got so many people, most people are hating on each other. Like Mr. Donald Trump, a leader of the whole world, full of hatred. And, you know, he ain't the only one. He just was used as the biggest sign of the Creator to show all the people in the world, this is when you turn away from me, when you're in the self, this is what you become, a monster. You become a monster. You become something inhuman. You become a jinn, an evil spirit that just wants to kill and destroy human life and just destroy the nature, the world that you live in. But people, this is the time that you won't get no more time after this time. And just me being a man that have been blessed to be in this beautiful way of life, it's al-Islam. It's not a religion. It's the way of life that Allah or the Creator has created everything in. And as the sister say a lot, Allah means all in all, means that the Creator, he's all in all. He's in everything. He created everything. So when you look at anything or anybody, it reminds you of the Creator, because you, and even if you disbelieve, it still reminds you of the Creator. Because you know, if you got any common sense, and you got some common sense, whether you use it or not, you know, people didn't create, no human being didn't create the sun, no human being didn't create the stars, the moon, no human being didn't even create another human being. I explained that last night to someone. That, you know, when we're created, we need to think and stop reacting to our false desires and emotions. If you think about it, we say, my children. I'm going to just deal with that right now. My children. Who, what man and what woman created a child? Not one man or one woman created a child. The child is created in the mother's womb by the Creator. If you read the book called the Holy Quran, Allah or the Creator describes how he created the baby in the mother's womb in stages, in three veils of darkness. See, three veils of darkness. So people, most of the people in the world today are in spiritual darkness, and they can never find their way back to the spiritual light, like this beautiful sunlight. When the sun comes out, it dispels all darkness. And the truth of Allah is like the sun shining and dispelling all darkness. So we live in the time when all truth is being revealed. Allah is on his way to reclaim the world that he created, the earth he created down here, and the human being he created down here. He created good human beings with good natures. He created a good world for us to live in, not an evil world. Justice means, as I said, if you don't want me to treat you bad, don't treat me bad. If you got a law, say, what are we to give in the Quran in charity to help somebody? He said, we are to give what is beyond our needs, not our wants. Most people won't give you or help you unless they got more than they need. They got to have more than they need. Then they might have to then, and they might not. But most sure, certainly, most people that do help someone, they have more, way more than what they need, and then they help somebody. But the Almighty Allah say, if you got beyond what you need, you help. I remember a time during the life of the last and universal Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa Ibn Abdullah, made special prayers and peace be upon him. He didn't have nothing but enough food for his family in Mecca, Saudi Arabia, 1,400 years ago. And it was a poor person who came and knocked on his door, and they was hungry. In fact, they perhaps would have died. They needed something to eat at that time. And he, his wives told the Prophet Muhammad, say, we just have enough for what we need. And even the Prophet, and I stand to be corrected, but even the Prophet, he say, well, we can make do, cook at least a half a day and give it to the person, and we can make do with the rest. This is the spirit of human life. Love for one another. Help for one another. Caring for one another. Sharing with each other. Not hating on each other. Not despising each other. Allah said he created us human beings as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other. Know the goodness in each other and love each other. Not that we might despise and hate on each other because of what we find as differences. It would be a very boring world if we all were the same. The differences subserve us to be able to get to know each other. If we already were the same, we wouldn't have to, there would be no need for us to get to know each other. So people, you can't get to know me until you first get to know yourself. And who is yourself? Yourself is a righteous Muslim. Now, what is a righteous Muslim? For all of you to know the Arabic language, Muslim means anything that the Creator created that submits their will to the will of the Creator, that's what Muslim means. So we, as human beings, we are Muslims by our very creation. Whether you say I'm a Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Hindu, whatever. No, you're not. The Creator didn't name you or that. And for the Jews and the Christians, I want you all to know, if you're listening, then I want you all to take it back to the Christians and the Jews, that Allah said in the Quran that he named all people, the Christians and the Jews, so-called Christians and Jews, he say he named them Muslim through their father, Abraham. So Abraham is the one that Allah chose and made the first Muslim to be the leader for all religions, Christians, Jews, and ultimately Muslims. And it's in the Quran, Allah said, I have named you Muslim both before and in this revelation, my revelation in the Quran. So, people, you need to study the past in order to know what's happening now. Why? What's happening now is what's happening. And the Holy Quran is the history book. So, if you refuse to get your Quran, Holy Quran, you will have no excuse on the day of judgment. And everybody since the lifetime of the last Prophet Muhammad, who was sent to the whole world, you're going to be judged by the Holy Quran, not the Bible. Not in the Torah, not any other scripture that you name. You're going to be judged by the Holy Quran. And subsequently, everybody going to be judged by the Holy Quran. Because the Holy Quran is the truth from all eternity, from our Creator, who is eternal. He's not temporary. Now I want to read from the Quran. Bear with me just a moment. People, Allah say in Surah chapter 42, He said, what we call the ills of our life in this world is due to our own ill deeds. And Allah say many of them are forgiven by him. Allah said his plan to establish his righteousness and justice on this earth can never be frustrated by anyone. Allah say our life in this world is just a stage of convenience. We're just here for a little while to be tested. Allah say live true and resist all wrong, but learn the best way to do so. Allah say on him rely for protection. Allah say, or else you will find no protection from evil. Allah say his revelation comes as a guide and mercy. Allah say his revelation shows the straight way, the way of Allah, the all-wise.
Okay, people, we want to quote out of the Quran from another surah, and then we'll give away to the co-host.
This is Surah 18. Allah say the life of this material world is ephemeral or short-lived. And Allah say that it's gains, the material gains we get, they won't last. Allah say that good deeds are the best of possessions in his sight. Allah say all creation will be leveled up on the day of judgment and a new order created on the basis of truth according to the book of deeds. Allah says pride is the root of all evil, rebellion, and wrong. Allah says who will choose evil ones in preference to their creator, Allah? Allah says let us accept his truth. For Allah says though falsehood and evil may flourish for a time on this earth, but Allah says it must finally perish in the end, and we are in the end that Allah is talking about, and evil is perishing, people. And so if you possess selfishness, you are possessing evil, and you will soon be destroyed. This is what Allah is saying, plain and clear. So at this time, I'm going to say, As-salamu alaykum, peace be upon you, and give back to the co-host.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of a Creator. And he's speaking to you today on keeping alive will soon establish his authority on his earth. And so he made it quite clear, people, that Allah is the creator of all. He's all in law, he created all. And this is his earth, not man's earth. Man wants you to believe that he has something to do with the earth. He has ownership of the earth. Well, Allah has made those sincere devotees of his caliphs of the planet Earth to caretake, to take care of the Earth in the best way. But man, in his evil wickedness, wants to destroy the Earth. He's forcing the Earth and does all kinds of evil things to the Earth. And this is why you see we're getting payday. It's coming back on him now in all these different weather. Unusual weather conditions, and they are reminding us that more is to come. So people, we want to say that Allah is most merciful. He's giving you a chance. As you see these changing times, you should be kneeling, you should be talking to your Creator and striving to please Him and prepare your life for Him, Him only, because that's the time that we're in now, people. And we want to thank Imam Shahid Shabazz for the beautiful message that he's bringing each Sunday to you as reminder of who you are, and what time it is, who you are, and what your purpose is on earth here. And nobody's here forever. We're travelers on the earth, just traveling through. We have a purpose. We have a job that we must perform while we're on earth. And according to how well we do the job, we receive blessings from Allah. It's pleasing to Him. And I want to now remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. I have some people here that I see. I will see if they have any comments. And if they don't, then we'll move ahead and let Imam Shahid do some more teaching. Give us some more of this beautiful knowledge. This number is 336-725-3189. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? All right, that person, for us listening, and I'm really glad that you are enjoying the teaching and that you're receiving the information that you're seeking that will help you get closer to your Creator. That's what it's all about, and doing His will. The next number is 313-412-1273. Could you give us your name and tell us where you are calling from? I have the sinus congestion today, people, and I'm not talking as clear as I should be, but I'm still here doing the best I can to find the opportunity to be successful in reaching you, and I pray that you will reach others likewise. I'm thankful that you have permitted me to come on the air today because I wasn't sure whether I would be able to come on or not, with this allergies, I guess you would call them. Allergies and cold, I think you would call them. But anyway, it kind of had me down, but I'm feeling much better now. Now, I'll give it to you again. Email Shahid Shabazz.
Okay, thank you, sister. And we appreciate the people that join us, even if you don't have anything to say, that's okay. Because often Allah say, our Creator say, He created us with two ears and one tongue. That's why we should listen twice as much as we talk. So you listen, and you hopefully, inshallah, be the will of Allah. It is the will of Allah that you learn from the truth that we bring, are blessed by Allah to bring to you each Sunday. Allah bless us to bring it to you. I wanted to speak on something here about sin and repentance. Allah says sin is willfully and knowingly disobeying Allah, the Creator. Allah says the greatest of all sins is polytheism, though any intentional violation of the commandments of Allah is a sinful act. Allah, the all-knowing, has prohibited a number of things that are harmful to individuals or to whole human societies, such as murder, assaulting someone, that is, you know, hurting somebody for nothing, no reason at all, just for either of it. It's stealing, being a thief, being fraudulent, that is lying, really, telling somebody one thing, but you mean another thing. He say usury, that is charging people. If somebody borrows some money from you, you charge them interest on that money. Allah highly forbid that. He said that's one of the worst form of oppression. And Allah say He don't desire oppression except for His people, so don't oppress one another. Allah say fornication, there's another sin that leads you into all kinds of other sins. Fornication is you being single, a man or woman, and you going around having sexual intercourse with just willfully with anybody you want to, without regard to it being a sin of your Creator and a sin that leads you into other evils. Adultery. This is a sin where one is married, but they go outside of their marriage and seek sexual pleasures with others that they are not married to. Sorcery. Sorcery is people that practice what they call black magic. That's a form of evil. Allah says stay away from that. That's people believing in, that somebody can put a spell on another person and make them do things that they want them to do. No one has no power to do that at all. None whatsoever. Allah say consumption of alcohol. That is anything with alcohol in it, such as liquor, beer, anything with alcohol in it, Allah say stay away from alcohol. And that intoxicates you.
and take you out of your mind and put you in an evil state of being where you want to do evil. You want to commit sin. Allah said another sin is eating pork. Allah has forbidden the eating the pork for all people. And Allah say, and the use of illicit drugs are all example of sinful acts. In Allah say, in Islam, Allah rejects the doctrine of original sin. Allah say, no soul shall bear the burden of another soul. As this world would be a great, excuse me, Allah say in Islam, he rejects the doctrine of original sin, meaning that people were born in sin. That's a lie. Allah say he created all people with the nature of good. So Allah say no soul such as Jesus, them saying the Christians, Jesus, God gave his only begotten son to save the world from sin. That's preposterous. That's a lie. Allah say no soul can bear the burden of another. That would be, as Allah say, that this would be a great injustice. So for Jesus to die for my sins and your sins, that would be injustice to Jesus. Because Allah, the Creator, say no bearer of burdens can bear anyone else's sin. You have to bear and pay for your own sin. And Allah, the most merciful, is the just. Each of us are accountable before Allah. And Allah is the all sin for our own deeds. However, if one person encourages another person to commit a sin, both people or persons are punishable. One of them deserve punishment for actually committing the sin, and the other deserve punishment for encouraging it. So you see, you don't even have to commit sin. If you go around encouraging people to sin, you're gonna pay too. So Allah said when a person commits a sin, he or she is deserving of Allah's punishment. Fortunately, Allah is the most compassionate and often forgiving. Allah acts out of infinite, unlimited knowledge and justice. Most true Muslims do not believe that Jesus, the son of Mary, had to die for the sins of mankind. Allah, the most compassionate, forgives whomsoever he chooses. To believe that it was necessary for Jesus to suffer and die in order to have our sins forgiven denies Allah's, the Creator's, unlimited power and justice. Allah is unlimited in his mercy. Allah is the acceptor of repentance. Allah promises us that he will forgive us if we sincerely turn to him in sincere repentance. Repentance is a serious matter, people, that enables a person to obtain their soul salvation by the divine mercy of Allah. Repentance must be sincere and cannot be taken lightly, people, because it is a form of worship. It has the following condition. The person must recognize and acknowledge that he or she has committed a sin first and must truly regret having done so. The person must humbly turn to Allah, the Creator, and ask for forgiveness. The person must have a sincere resolve, intention, not to commit that sin again. If the sin caused harm to someone else, the person must make every possible attempt to remedy the harm that their sin done to someone else. You see, this is life, people. This is the way we're supposed to live as human beings, not as beasts. Most of the people in the world are living as they, Allah say when they reject, people reject his reality, reject him, they fall to doing the lowest things of the than any animal. He said they become worse than animals. They become a beast that will do anything. I've known here in North Carolina, where I'm from, in two cities, a man's son that cut his head off, put his father's head on the table, and told his mother to come downstairs and look. I've known recently in a little small city in North Carolina a young black fella cut his mother's head off, had his hair in her hair hanging down and blood dripping everywhere. And when the police came, that's what they seen. Now, you know, that's unimaginable for a human being to do something like that. I just said it to you, Allah say one of the worst of sin is just to kill. And then to kill your mother and your father? So come on, people. You know, the world won't get no better if we just let it be. What do I mean by just letting it be? We sit back and we look at the sins being committed. In fact, the reason most people don't speak out against sin is because they're sinners themselves. If they weren't sinners themselves, they would speak out for against sin. If they were for the truth, the haq, the truth of Allah, they would speak out against sin. And Allah says that if you will truly believe in him and submit your will to his will, if you see any sin, you first should speak out against it. He said you first, you should, three things you should at least do to try to rid the world of sin. He said if you see sin, you should speak out against it. With your tongue. He said next, you should use your actions to try to change that sin. And then he say, the weakest of faith is in your heart. You desire, pray, and hope that Allah will remove the sin. But Allah said the strongest of faith is speaking out against it and taking actions against sin. And you don't see most people in religion, Muslim, Christian, Jew, religion. You don't see most people, because we in religion, so-called religions, we are supposed to be the number one fighters against evil in the world. And that's a fact. For a fact, the religious communities in the world are the number one promoters of evil and sin by saying they got the truth, especially the Muslim, and not trying to speak out against truthfully and sincerely, not taking actions against evil, and they're not doing it. Do the world wouldn't be in the shape that it's in all over the world. The majority of them are not doing it. And Allah said on the day of Yom Kiyamah, resurrection and judgment, the Muslims, true, not the truth, but the Muslims that didn't speak out against evil, take action against their own evil and the other evils in the world, they're going to be put on the Lord's bottom, in the Lord's bottom of the hellfire. And Allah said he's going to fuel the hellfire with human beings and stones. That's what's going to keep the fire of hell burning forever. Your bodies and stones, people, if you remain in your evil ways and don't turn away from your evil ways and come back to your natural state of being, which is good, like Almighty Allah. He's all good. And you got this in religion today, in all religions. Hypocrisy have taken over religion today. Well, you got people talking the truth on one hand and doing evil on the other hand. Huh? You got people talking the truth, praying, fasting, doing all these things that appear to be righteous, even giving lots of money and everything. But their heart's intention is that not that they doing it to please Allah, and because Allah created them to help their brothers and sisters, but they're doing it for self-glory. They want some recognition for themselves. That's why Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, say, people, I repeat this over and over again, and I will continue till I die. Allah, the almighty creator of the heavens and the earth, the master ruler of the day of judgment, say, on the day of judgment, he's going to judge people in rows, R-O-W-S, rows of 1,000. And he said, out of every row of 1,000 persons, one person going to heaven, going to be granted home again, going back home to him in his heaven, where we come from, and the other 999 people going straight to, into the hell fire. This should put fear in your heart, people. And you may not believe in the hereafter. You may not believe in the judgment day, the resurrection of your dead body, and or you will be in the new world, the spiritual world of Allah, the real everlasting world of Allah. But you're going to be there. Just as sure as you was born, you're going to die. So why take a chance? I've said this over and over again. Why take a chance and live a selfish life all your life? If you die and you live in a selfish life, you are dying in sin. And you are going to be one out of that 99 persons judged going into the hellfire, people. And we look out here every day, Allah, he's already ordained that he's going to stop evil at a certain point in time. In our personal life and in, and on this earth as a universally. That's right. He's going to go around the whole earth. He already done sent tsunamis and floods and earthquakes and volcanoes erupting all around the world. Over here in America, the people are so arrogant. Like the president, Donald Trump. They're so arrogant that they believe that they're the superpower and that the things that happen around the world, the other people, volcanoes, eruptions, thousands and millions of people getting killed, that couldn't happen to them. Well, they're experiencing that now with this COVID. As one sister say, now people is being shown by the Creator that he can stop them. People think they can just keep on going and doing what they want to do and evil all spreading evil everywhere. But the Creator got them in, they're in fear now. And most people, they don't fear the COVID virus for no other reason, the majority of them, than they fear physical death. Well, you might as well not fear physical death because you are certainly going to die, people. You are certainly going to die physically. You can't stop that. If you don't die from COVID disease or no disease, you're still going to die at an appointed time. And one young man said, you know, speaking about most African-American people, and it's true here in America in particular, they are always late for an appointment. And so they usually don't wind up getting the job to be somebody of the other part of the human race, a so-called white or Spanish person or somebody like that. We're late. We got appointments to do things. It's a habit, a slave habit of being late. But this man said, the appointment we got with death, we ain't going to be late. We're going to be on time. Because you ain't going to know when that day is coming. So if you ain't always prepared for that day, you ain't going to make it in the heaven, people. You got to stay prepared for death because you don't know when it's coming. And Allah, the Creator, I repeat it, say if you die in sin, you are going to dwell in the fire of hell forever. And this ain't no joke, pure people. This ain't no fairy tale. This is reality. This is more real than you thinking your physical body is real. And you being so scared of the COVID, dying of the COVID disease. And I went to the hospital the other day, and I really appreciated this doctor. He said, no, you don't have no COVID signs or nothing. He said, matter of fact, you probably got just some virus out there. He says thousands of viruses is out there. So what about the other viruses and diseases that's killing people every day? Why you just focus on the COVID disease, people? I mean, this is so idiotic. You know, you should be focused on, anyway, not losing your real life. That's your spiritual life. Yes, you can take precautions against, you know, diseases and things, not just COVID disease. You got heart disease. You got people having strokes every day. Heart problems, dying of heart attacks, cancer, other diseases. I can go on and on. So if you don't take precautionary measures against eating things like pork, one of the things that's forbidden for people, and other foods that the Food and Drug Administration are passing laws for these companies to put all kinds of chemicals into our food to poison our bodies, to break down our immune system so we can easily catch diseases. They're passing laws. I already been doing it for them to give us shots that will cause us to eventually have cancer and other diseases and sicknesses. And most people, especially in America, are not even aware of these things because they just only follow the administration, so-called administration of the government of the United States. They don't follow, they don't think that the Creator have all power. They think the government have all power. Well, I'm here today to tell you, I'll share with you, let you know that only one have all power, and that's the one you cannot see. But just, don't mistake you, people. He sees that the one you cannot see sees you all the time. And he knows what's in your heart. He knows what you intend to do before you even know. He knows what you're going to do before you even do it. He even knows what you're thinking. So you're not giving away with anything, people, if it's not good. So I'm inviting you all to come back to the goodness of your Creator, Allah, inside of you. You were born with this goodness. Allah say when he created the baby in the mother's womb, and after the 9 months, he delivered that baby, that lady from labor pains, and the baby is conceived. Allah say he broke or put some of his divine spirit in that baby's heart, and that baby become a living soul. So our life, if you want to live, is spiritual. It's in your soul, people. Your soul being alive in this spiritual truth, knowledge, and wisdom of the Creator of all knowledge, all wisdom, and all truth. And that would be Allah, the Creator of all people and all things. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be upon you.
Alaykum as-salam. You're listening to Grind the Broadcast with Ma'am Shahid Shabab. And people, he's coming on strong. Remind you, letting you know where your mind should be today and what you should be doing. Because the solution's out. These ball games, you got to see. They find a way of keeping the ball games going. So you spend all your time on ball games, sports and play. And those games that you play on television, games you play on TV and all. But you don't spend any time in getting to know your Creator and your purpose on earth and striving to please Him. You don't take even 5 minutes out to read and study Quran or His book, any of His teachings. It's righteous books and knowledge that He has out here. You don't take any time out for that. But you make sure you don't miss these ball games. Make sure you don't miss the games you're playing with your friends on the computer or on the TV. These are more important to you. But are they going to get you to paradise? Or are they going to get you to hellfire? Which one is that you are striving to accomplish? Getting to hellfire or getting to paradise? Because if you're starting to get to paradise, you're on the wrong course. To be trying to get to paradise, because that's not
right.
How you get to paradise. You don't get to paradise with all these sports and play and these football games, and these are games that you play with each other on the computer and all that stuff, and not even taking the moment out to recognize your Creator assistance, guidance, and direction for you on earth. As Lord, thank you now, send you to your boss. I have the time to sacrifice and come on the air every Sunday to bring this message to you, to give a warning to you, to let you know, people, guys, and mom, hey, it's much later than you think, and this is no joke. It's for real. Just as for real as the COVID is. The reality is that you have to return to your Creator, and that you have to answer to Him. All that you did and learned. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yeah, we thank you for the beautiful message there, sister, that you shared with the people about sport and play and games. And you are so absolutely right. Also, these music artists that's rapping with all this sinful language in their music, you'll see a million or a billion people flock to one of them concerts. I remember when the boxer Mike Tyson was fighting Evander Holyfield. This is what most people love. And Mike Tyson was knocking out everybody else. I think he had knocked out everybody he had fought, about 30-some people. But when he got to fight Evander, the thing Evander Holyfield did that the other boxers didn't do, Mike Tyson, that Lord bless that young man with a lot of power. He could hit you one, two times and knock you out. It don't matter how big you are, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. So Evander Holyfield wasn't a big man, and he didn't just try to fight Mike Tyson like most of the rest, all the rest of them did, head up. He used a strategy like Muhammad Ali. If you all know who Muhammad Ali is, he was the greater, not just boxer of all time, but one of the greatest humanitarians of all time. But anyway, in the course of the fight, Mike Tyson bit half of Evander Holyfield's ear off, and it fell down on the floor. And that people just went crazy. Wow. And they wanted to see Mike Tyson all over the world. They glorified Mike Tyson biting that man's ear off. This is the state of condition, people, that most of them are in. You love evil. You love to do things that are, like the sister say, not going to get you to heaven, are not going to protect you from the evil that you're doing. Allah say the end of evil is evil, meaning if you do evil, you love evil, you're going to get evil back in return. Just like the sister say, Allah say if you do good, you love good, you're going to get good back in return. And here Allah say, I want people to know this right here, because most people don't know this. Most people think the other way. Islam, Allah says, his truth does not give Satan or the devil, the one we call Satan or the devil, any share of Allah's divinity or power, meaning that the devil or evil don't have any power. Satan don't have any power to make you do wrong. So you can stop that today. Allah says, Islam does not attribute Satan any godlike or divine, give him any godlike or divine qualities. Islam rejects the notion that Satan went to war with God and took a third of the host of heaven with him. Satan is an avowed enemy of humanity, but he is merely a creature of Allah, absolutely dependent upon Allah for his very existence, people, with no power. And Allah also say, through pride, are cursed and fallen from the grace of Allah, Satan serves a purpose down here for us. Allah wanted humans to have a free choice between right and wrong. So Allah granted human beings an innate ability to recognize the Creator and turn to
Allah the Creator. The human being is considered to be originally good by nature, born pure in the state of Islam, submission, as I said earlier, to the will of Allah, in the womb of the mother. Satan and his host of evil jinn spirits and oppose the good, seeking to misguide humanity. Satan has avowed, his avowed enemy into evil and idolatry. That's his job, to lead people into evil and idolatry, the worship of many gods, away from monotheism, the worship of the one God, Creator Allah, and his righteousness, all his righteousness, and the path of Allah and his goodness. The all-wise Allah invites you, people of the world, to enjoin good and forbid evil, people in your life and in other people's lives. Because we exercise free will, people, by resisting the temptation of Satan, humans can attain a great level of spiritual honor in the sight of their Creator. Think about that, people. Think about that. You can't blame evil and blame the Satan for your evil. Allah says all the evil that happens to a person comes from themselves. And on the day of judgment, Allah says in the Quran, it's final revelation, when people, you know, start blaming the devil, say, the devil, I wouldn't have did that evil if the devil hadn't made me do it. The devil was just in me. Yeah, the devil was in you, your own devil. You got your own devil, people. And Allah said, if you learn to control your own devil and submit to his will, he'll protect you from all devils. The devil, Satan, and his jinn followers you can't see, and the devils and human beings that you can see every day. But you got to gain control or mastery over your own devil. And Allah say this is the greatest fight or struggle the human being have, is to gain control over our selfish desires. And I bear witness, starting with myself. The following is a summary of the trial of our father Adam and our mother Eve. Every human being's mother and father in paradise. Allah say they enjoyed perfect freedom and happiness in paradise. Allah told them to eat of the fruits of the garden of paradise with pleasure and delight as they please. Allah forbade them, told them to, he forbidden them from approaching one tree and warned them that if they did, they will both be of the wrongdoers. Satan came and deceived them, saying that Allah only forbade them from eating of that tree because it would make them immortal, or they would become like the angels. They were thus deceived by Satan and they ate of the tree. Adam and Eve felt shame. They turned to Allah in sincere repentance, and Allah, the all-forgiving, the most merciful, the most gracious, taught them the words of repentance and forgave them. Islam clearly rejects the concept of original sin, that man and woman was born in sin. That is, Allah said that's a lie. He rejects that lie that Satan whispers to us and to the people that he have leading in evil and sin, the Jews and the Gentiles, or the notion that all humans are born sinners because of the actions of Adam. That's a lie. Allah said that's a lie. No human shall ever bear the burden of another, for Allah is just, and that would be injustice. Again, every human being is responsible for his or her actions and is born as a Muslim, submitting to the will of the Creator that created them, pure and free from sin. The baby is pure and free from any sin. Don't even know no sin. It is important to note that Islam, this way of life for all people, does not place the blame of Eve either, like they do in the Bible. Christians say Eve was the blame for the fall of mankind because she's listening at the devil by herself. No, Allah say both Adam and Eve had free will. So Allah say both of them ate of the tree, and Allah say their sin and disobedience was a joint venture, meaning they did it together. They had their own choice. Adam didn't have to eat of the tree because he first ate of the tree. He could have said, no, I'm not going to do that. But he ate of the tree too. Islam rejects the idea that women are wicked, are temptress, or cursed with the burden of ministration and pain of childbirth due to the sin of Eve. Islam rejects that lie. Allah removed Adam and Eve from paradise and made them dwell on earth. Allah had earlier said to the angels that he was placing a new being on earth. Earth is where Allah, or the Creator, from the time of creation and his timeless knowledge, wanted us to be for a given time, people. Now think on that and start to learn that life is serious and learn the truth about religion and come out of these false lies in all religions, even in Islam, that these misleaders in religion, so-called spiritual leaders, holy men, yeah, they're holy, they're full of holes. They're doing it and everything, Allah say. Most of them don't even have any spirituality in them at all. And we can see this today. The world wouldn't be in the shape it's in if you had more spiritual people. Even back, I'm 64, even back 60 years ago, you had more spiritual people, especially among the African-American people, who the rest of the people in the world say are the worstest people in the world. And in fact, they say, and this is a fact, they say that the African-American, this American government say that the African-American people are not even a whole human being like other human beings. Say the African-American, a so-called black, so-called Negro, grows a three-fifths of a human being. So by teaching African-American people this lie for over 400 years, African-American people have passed it on from generation to generation to the day. And this is why most African-American people, they hate themselves, and they think that by nature they are sinners, they are animal-like. They ain't supposed to act like an intelligent human being because they fall in the lies of the so-called white man and his white religion that was taught to them over 400 years ago, and it's still taught to them today, and the majority of them are still following white religion. Even those that call themselves Muslims all around the world are following white people, pale-skinned Jews and whites, their version of Islam. How in the world are they going to know a version of Islam when they don't even believe in Allah? They don't even believe in this way of life. They reject this way of life. Look at how Donald Trump talked about President Obama saying he was a Muslim, like it's a bad thing to be a Muslim. And Allah showing you clearly that the worstest people in the world and hypocrisy, the leaders in it, is Christians, so-called Christians. These are facts, people, that you might reject, but you're going to come one day, you're going to accept. And that day ain't far off. So we'll say again, peace be upon you for now.
You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Kibbas. And people, he's teaching. He's teaching strong. He's reminding you and warning you of the time that we're living in, the day that it is, and what your responsibility is to your Creator, not man, not to this world, not to try to enjoy the evils of this world, which come out of this evil world. That's why we have this COVID, bring you out of the evil world. You can't go outside and gather together and do the evil things that you used to do. And that should be a sign for those of you who are God conscious. You should really, really ponder on that. God's heart, bring yourself closer to your Creator to see if you're doing, say, how much have I done to bring myself closer to my Creator today, to Allah today. How much good did I do today than I did yesterday? And try to become a little closer and a little better than what you did each day than the day before. And try to win that battle in righteousness. In righteousness. And be among those who marching into paradise, which is always said. It's only be a few. It's going to make it into paradise. And you can see why. Because most want to follow the evil ways of society, of man, to do what he does and think that because he's doing it, it's okay, it's right. And just like fun, so he doesn't see any harm in what he's doing. Oh, that's no harm. What's bad about it? We just had a good time and enjoy ourselves. But the law says don't do it, then that's what's bad about it. Because you're disobeying his law. It's gambling and all that you're doing. It's drinking with liquor, intoxication. All these things. And you think it's okay because man said okay. And you got money. You're trying to win money. And that's totally gambling. You don't take chances on what the money will offer you if you would. And you might win, you might not win. That's ridiculous. And now I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shaheed Shabbat, the Elks of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And people, please remind others that you know of this beautiful, beautiful discussion of the Imam Shaheed Shabbat and have them to come on also. Give them the phone number and have them to come on also and have them to invite others to come on. And now I give you Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Thank you very much, sister. People, in our nearing conclusion of this talk show today, I want to recall to your hearts and your minds and souls that the purpose of our life here is to serve and obey Allah, our Creator. No other reason. Now, you can come up with your own reasons, but you're going to fall short of the protection of your Creator from your own evil and the evil of Satan and his host of jinn, evil spirits that whispers all the time to us to do evil, to get into our own evil. People, to achieve, Allah say the purpose of life is to serve and obey him. Allah say if you do this, you achieve through following the truth and teachings and practices of the last prophet Muhammad. Allah says of the last prophet Muhammad was a universal prophet to all people. Allah says you have all mankind indeed in the prophet, the messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a beautiful pattern of conduct. Listen, for anyone whose hope is in Allah in the final day of judgment. And listen, who engages much all the time in the praise of Allah. Yes. And Allah speaks here about the dangers, people, of innovation. In Islam, it's called, the word is bid'ah in Arabic. And it means to, for us to invent our own ideals into our worship of Almighty God. Say, Allah say, it's all right to eat pork. Allah say that, it's all right to fornicate. Allah say, the Creator say, it's all right to commit this sin or that sin. Even you have a lot of so-called Muslims, leaders, so-called leaders, they will tell you that Allah, the Creator, say he leads people astray astray from his straight path. He lead them astray. And they say those whom Allah lead astray, no one can guide them back to Allah. Now listen to that foolishness. They trying to lead you into the hellfire with them. So-called Muslim leaders.
Allah don't lead nobody astray. Allah tell you in the opening chapter in the Quran, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanirrahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata mustaqim, sirata ladhina an'amta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. Again, Allah says, with his name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, the most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship and thine aid we seek. Now, this is the most important part. We ask Allah to guide us on his straight path and protect us from being of those who go astray from his straight path. So Allah, do not, I repeat, and you don't have to like me, Muslim, I don't care nothing about you liking me. Your liking me ain't going to hurt me or harm, help me or harm me. I'm telling the truth so that all the other people who sit under your teaching will know the truth about this way of life of Islam. This is the way of guidance for all human beings, right guidance. It leads you out of falsehood into truth and understanding of your Creator and the purpose of life for which he created you to live on this earth for a little short time. And like the sister said, we're just passing through. You come into this world, Allah brought you into his creation here on earth, bare and alone. That's naked and alone. And he said, you leave the same way, and you ain't taking, Allah said, you ain't taking nothing with you people. So you need to stop saying, this is my car, my wife, my husband. And what I mean by that is simply, we talking in the English language. It's okay to use the word my if you have understanding. But you have to understand that you're speaking a language that's very confusing. It's the language of the Satan, of the devil. Because when you say my, what did you create? Did you create that woman that you married to? Did you create the man you married, husband, you man you married to? Did you create them children? Did you create that car you say is my car? Did you create that home you say is your home? Allah say, for any of you like it or not, I'm going to tell you the truth. Allah say, if you was wise, you wouldn't be concerned about, because in this country, and especially in, around the world, but mostly in this country, people really worship homes, getting them a home. That's my dream home. And many of those dream homes, like so to say, people are rich, filthy rich people out in California, fires done burn them up. People had homes down in New Orleans. Allah destroyed that wicked city with the flood. They ain't got they had them homes no more. Allah say, any home you get built, no matter how much money you spend on it, he said he done already ordained for that home to be destroyed. It's going to disappear. It's going to leave, and you're going to die. So Allah say you should be striving for an eternal home of peace forever in his heaven. The home of peace, Allah called his heaven. So that is the home I'm striving for, the home that ain't going to never pass away, that ain't going to never deteriorate. I won't have to get no plumbers to come in the home, no maintenance man. Huh? And Allah's home, the home in heaven with Allah and his eternity, you won't die no more, people. Don't you want that? You scared of the COVID disease from your physical body dying, right? Well, you know, what about the soul? If it be the will of our Creator, I intend to become a soulful singer, singing words of praise of our Creator in music. But the most important thing is the message is coming from my soul and coming from the spirit and the truth of our Creator. And if the Creator blesses me to complete this particular vision that he's shown me, then that's going to be a surprise to you all, because it will be a message put out in music like never put out before. But that is one thing. If he don't do that, it doesn't really matter. But I just wanted to share that with you all because, you know, I know that people like music. But like the OJs said, a singing group, popular, they said, we got a message in our music. So they say, understand why you dance. Tell them you understand the message in the music while you're dancing. And the message will help you to realize that there's more to life than just dancing and acting the fool. The life has a serious purpose. They have a song called Unity. I will listen to that today. Love Train. Stairways to Heaven. You see? Yes. So, you know, people, we were created to be in unity with the Creator's will and with the Creator's creation. We ain't put here to do what we want to do, to be divided. The Creator said he forbid, and he hate division. Even in marriage, he said he hate divorce. But he say he only permit divorce if you are in a relationship where one or the other or both of you is not obeying his will, because he say both of you going to be unhappy. Or he say if one of you obeying his will and the other one is doing their own thing, following their own evil will, house divided cannot stand. So he say leave that relationship immediately, because he say you can't serve him if you're unhappy. So he's so merciful, people. Our Creator is so good. So you're missing out on a glorious opportunity not to come back home where you belong. Well, the song said you better come back home where you belong. You're lost in this world of confusion. This world is a bowl of confusion, the temptation said, singing group. And it is. It's a ball of confusion, people. And you see that today more than ever. You know, people just confuse. They confuse an evil for good. And that is deadly for the whole human race. Look at Mr. Donald Trump. Evil spirit in that body. This fool, he lost the presidential race, but he don't want to accept it. He wants to stand there and spread more evil for 4 more years. So he's trying to do all he can, you know, near the inauguration of the new president, to try to get Supreme Court and the holy courts and other big corporations that make trillions of dollars to spend money to help him to be reelected, to have the other president overturn and him be put back in so he can spread evil, people. Is that how you want to live your you ain't living, but is that how you want to exist here on earth in this evil? And this evil world here, Allah said, this is a world of evil. And Allah said, in my concluding this talk today, Allah say, this world we're in is a paradise for fools, those who take evil to be their good, follow their own self-pride. And Allah say this world is a prison for those who have true faith in him, and we won't be free unless we hold on to his truth in this world and die holding on to his truth in our souls, huh? Obeying his will. No matter what we go through, he's going to protect us and guide us. He say, we are the only ones that will inherit his paradise, his eternal paradise, after we die at the resurrection and the judgment day. So you got a choice, people, and you need to choose now, because our time is very short now. Allah say, very, very short, until our death. Our death, Allah say, is soon to take us all. So choose now where you want to spend eternity, because it ain't over when you die. If you want to let yourself make you believe that falsehood, you keep doing it. and you will regret it burning in the fire of hell forever and forever. And you won't live a lost day in the fire of hell, and you won't die. You'll be tormented forever, burning and all sorts of other torments. So this is no game. Like I say, and even in the government, they call the government what? A game. So what are they doing? They're players. They're playing a game with your life. So you're going to keep on following governments that playing games with your life? They experiment with your life and just kill you at will? Are you going to seek protection from the only one that can protect you from these evil governments, who are all of them throughout the world, and that's your creator, Allah? Right now, you don't have no time to waste, people. You best try to do it today and pass this message on to others that are not on this program, because you're obligated to share any good you receive from your creator with your fellow human being. And I thank the creator that we are not to take any credit for any good that comes in our life. Give all praise and all glory and credit to the creator for any good to come in your life, and people, then you'll be coming back to your senses, your good senses, and you'll be coming away from your own nonsense. Peace be upon you, people.
You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, and we have just 3 more minutes, and at this time we'll have Imam Shahid Shabazz to close out with the prayer. And we pray, Allah, that you receive the information and knowledge today that really you will take with you and surely you try to make your life better and more pleasing to Allah. Imam Shahid Shabazz.
All right, people, we will just say a prayer from our own soul and our own faith in our Creator, Allah. O Allah, the one and only Creator of all creation, we pray and ask you to protect us today from anything that we have said that was not your will, and forgive us because it wasn't our intention. But we pray that you have blessed us to speak your truth and only your truth. And we pray that those who hear your truth on this program will be awakened back up out of the sleep, spiritual and mental death, back to a spiritual and mental life again, and come back to living a good life as you created us to live on your earth. And come away from the evil that is against our nature, that come from our own self-pride. So, Allah, we thank you for this program. We thank you for the co-host. Me and the co-host been coming on this program. You bless us with it. This program some years now, maybe 5-6 years now. And yeah, I thank you for blessing both of us. We are in our old age now, and we've been through many trials with our health. And, heart attacks, strokes and stuff and things of this nature. And I had an illness that the doctor said couldn't be cured, and there wasn't no AIDS. Crohn's disease. And the Creator has brought me through all of these things for over 47 years, and the co-host for about 50 years in this beautiful way of life. In this 1 minute, we'll say all praises, people, is due to the Creator, the one that you cannot see. He's unseen. So fear the unseen Creator, people, and do good that you may save your souls from the fire of hell. I mean.
And thank you for joining us today. Malaika, my salam. Join us again next Sunday, same time, 12:00 p.m. for Shahid Shabazz. Yeah, have a good day.